Shalom, 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 Yasharal. This is Yakaz Kwayahu, and welcome to the Follower of the Way podcast. I appreciate you for tuning in. I love you all. May the Most High bless you and keep you in everything that you have been doing. Even if you are dealing with some type of stress in your life, I pray that the Most High has seen you through it. As Ecclesiastes says, everything has a season. Everything has a time and season, a time and place for everything. And so we must be ready for these things. And when these things come upon us, we must be able to endure through these things, whether it's happiness, sadness, trials, tribulations, these type of things. These are what we, it's just trials of life, right? There's a time and a place for every single thing that we are faced and encounter with. So we have to truly understand that. And so I pray that when you're dealing with these things, brothers and sisters, that this, that the Most High or the Ruach HaKodesh, these things are, you're able to go through them and deal with them, right? Even in trials, right? I've talked about this before. I brought this up before, that these things, right? It says to count them all joy. So be joyful in these things, right? Even though it does suck sometimes, there's some of these things that you have to deal with, you have to go through. But don't be like the children of Israel and complain about the things that you're going through, because it's not going to help at all, right? It's not going to help our situation, because a lot of these things, these trials that we're faced with, are only there to see if we're going to be obedient or we're going to continue the course and stay on track with the Most High, right? That is without a doubt, 100% what it is, right? Even how he tested the children of Israel in the wilderness, right? Those 40 years, which shouldn't have lasted 40 years, really. But those things that they dealt with. Sorry, my dog always loves to move around right when I'm starting to do this, but these things, right, were done to test our ancestors, the children of Israel, to see exactly what they were going to do, if they were going to follow, or they were going to do exactly what they did. And unfortunately, the ancestors, they failed. And many of us, even though we say we are followers of this way, if we're followers or we've been awoken to the truth, as many of us like to call it, many of us is continuously failing, even though we know so much. And we can never say that we know as much as the children of Israel knew, because they were there under the Most High every step of the way, and they still failed time and time again. So what I want to say is that I really pray that we are not being prideful in the fact of who we are. I've talked about this before. That really doesn't matter who we are, because once those things come upon us and we learn this knowledge, and we get some hold of some of this knowledge, we are constantly being tested. And so being prideful is a way to fail the test. Being not helpful to your brothers, that's a need, definitely a way to fail the test. So we are constantly being tested. And sometimes I think about this, and I maybe you should, if you're listening to me and you're coming across this, think about this also. Many people think it's unfair. We are here. Some people say that I didn't ask to be here, like a lot of people say with these children, they didn't ask to be here. But do you really think that we are here as an accident? We all were created in the heavens. more likely our spirit was already there in the heavens before we made it to this fleshly body. And so what if our spirits asked to come here to be tested? Or what if that was a stipulation? So I don't think anymore that we weren't, you know, we didn't ask to be here. I think we all were asked. We all asked or said that we would come, just like the Messiah volunteered to come here to show us how it's done. I think we all, and I so 100% believe it, because I do read a lot of different books that, you know, were removed from the Bible, so to speak. And from my conclusion on a lot of these different things that I've been reading is that we all asked to come here. And so we don't have any recollection of this, because as we come to hear from whatever heaven that we were at when we were created, that once we came here and we became flesh, right? We put on that flesh form. We begin to forget things. And the older we get, the older we become, the more we forgot. So it is very important to understand these things or think about these things, so to speak, before we make certain statements, right? It's just like, remember, the children of Israel was given a choice. Choose you this day, life or death, whether you live or whether you die. And he said, I hope you choose life. But unfortunately, many of us, and even still to this day, we still choose death. So just something to think about. That's not really my topic for today, but it's something I think Most High put in me right now to say, because I actually was going to talk about something else and I'm going to mention it, but I just wanted to bring that out before I continue in today's conversation. So today is March 31st, 2024. So when you hear this, and you don't know when this will be, it'll probably be April 1st, but Fairfax, Virginia, I don't know if you heard about it. I heard about it today and it kind of blew my mind. And so I wanted to kind of, you know, bring that out today and talk about these things. Because what I'm about to tell you, if you haven't heard it, is very telling of where we're headed as a society, right? Excuse me. So, Fairfax, Virginia, they voted, I'm sure it was this week or some point in this month, or maybe even Friday, right? So they wanted to vote March 31st, 2024. I'm sure it's going to be every single, but I don't know. But I just didn't know about this. March 31st, 2024 is now called Transgender Identity Month or Day, right? Not going to talk about, they decided as a whole group, even in their committee, their voting, their government, is that they're not going to honor it as Easter, but they're going to honor it as Transgender Identity Week Day. So at some point by now, if you're listening to this and you've been doing your own research and studying, you know that Easter, which is Ishtar, is an actual pagan holiday, right? So, but that's not the point. Whether it is, or you believe it is, or whether you believe it isn't, and I really hope that you go do your own due diligence and research. That's why me and my house, we only honor the Passover the best way we can. We're not in Israel, but we do memorialize it and the fact of what it was, right? However, and you can talk about that, you can debate, you can argue with me however you want to about, oh, it's not, you know, whatever. That's not I'm not going to argue with anybody about that. You choose to do what you're going to do, but I know what we do in my household. However, the purpose of what I'm saying is that that is a great sign to really think about, because many people do believe that it was a memorial. Easter itself was a memorial of the rising of the Messiah, whether they call him Jesus or whatever. That is what many Christians, right? Many Christians believe that and keep that in that way, whether they keep it correctly or what. That does not matter. That is not even the point of what I'm talking about. The fact is that they really truly trumped the understanding and the memorialization of Easter as whether it be the resurrection of Jesus, whether it be whatever they use it for Easter, whatever. Like I said, go do your own research on what Easter really is. But again, this is not a time or a place to debate this. I want you to think about what is that message that is sending out to not just the people of Fairfax, but to Christians, or to people that believe, or to people that believe in the Most High and the Messiah, right? They have taken the day and removed the Messiah completely from it. So again, the state of Fairfax, Virginia, and I'm not sure if any other state has done this, but the state of Fairfax, Virginia, or the place of Fairfax, Virginia themselves removed the Messiah from the day. So it's just not, it's no other difference in any other, like the Satanists coming out to other, the courthouses and getting upset and having the Ten Commandments removed and adding the Baphomet statue next to the Ten Commandments. This is no different in that, because it's an attack on people's freedom of religion, first of all. It's an attack on Christianity. I have no problems with anybody that claims to be Christian, right? I would hope that you would really do your research more and more. Excuse me. And if you are Christian and you follow that you really truly follow the Bible to the truest principles of its teaching and not what a pastor is really teaching you. Make sure that what they're teaching you is lining up to what the book is telling you, because the book is true. And many people, human, are liars. And unfortunately, many of these people are leading you astray. Again, that is not a point that I want to make. The point is the attack has been made on Christianity. Now, as many people don't want to believe it or not, Christianity is the face behind the Bible, which is, of course, the historical documents of the Israelites, right? The historical documents, many prophecies from old to new. One of the biggest prophecies that's been new, that's newest in that book, has to do with the River Euphrates drying up, right? But either way it goes, even if people claim to be Christian, they follow the book, or the book is a part of their foundation of the religion, right? Again, Christianity, those who follow the book, right, have been attacked. That's what I'm trying to say. 100%. With a organization, excuse me, sorry about that. With an organization, or by an organization, that wants to lie and say they were born this way, or their agenda is to get other people, right, mainly kids, to mutilate themselves and to follow the same warped mental delusions as their counterparts to homosexuals. Even the homosexuals didn't even come out and say, let's make this, take the Easter out of this and make this a gay, because they got to remember, they got the whole month of June, right? They didn't come out and say, well, this is honoring, or whatever they called it, the gays. They really, oh my gosh, to push the transgender. Now, Let's think about this for a second. You want another reason why, again, that transgender thing is attack on Christianity is because, the true understanding, a true origin of transgenderism, it's so deep, or so goes so far, right? But the Baphomet is attached to transgenderism. Look at the Baphomet. If you never know what that is, if you've never seen it, look it up. It's a trans thing, right? Upper body is breast like a woman. Then it's got the head of a goat. It's also got the body parts of a male, right? And the Satanists, which goes back to Satanism, the Satanists themselves, they worship the Baphomet. And in their statue, there are little children next to the statue of the Baphomet. Really, go do your research and see what's happening. Right? So again, Satanists, transgenderism, who are they targeting? Children. It's all in their statue. It's interesting that they've been priming us from a very young age. Excuse me, I'm about to get some water. Priming us from a very young age to think with this whole trans thing. Remember, the 80s was the beginning of the movie Transformers. What you see is what you get, more than meets the eye, right? Sorry, excuse me. So, we really need to look at these things, brothers and sisters, because this is so demonic. It's not even funny. It's so satanic, it's not even funny. Why do we need to change? Why did it have to be March 31st? It could have been April 1st. Instead of being April Fool's Day, it could have been April 1st, right? Right? Why that holiday? Right? There's so much stuff going on. And every time I get on here and record something, I keep saying those same words. There's so much stuff going on that it's not even funny. Unfortunately, this is the agenda of the enemy. And we have to think about this, really, brothers and sisters. We have to think about this as what it truly is judgment. Right? It is judgment. The stuff that's happening upon the earth, many of us will be like, why? I heard this pastor say this one time, and I thought this was so deep and cool that he said this, is that he said that people ask the question, why are these different pastors allowed, or why these people being deceived by these pastors? I'm not gonna mention any names, but these mega church pastors, right? The ones that has jets and all this other stuff. Excuse me, sorry. And he said this. See, the spirits must not want me to speak on this because I was not coughing before I started talking about this. But he said this, and I liked it because it was so true. He said, what we're seeing is their judgment. Nobody's being deceived. Many of us, many people that go to these churches and hear they're not getting any type of meat. They're not getting anything for them to change their souls. So he said, what the scripture says, their itching ears. So just like many of these churches have went ahead, and again, that's a whole nother thing too, if you really pay attention to why that is. But many churches have gone ahead and they have agreed and said, oh no, there's nothing wrong with being homosexual. There's nothing wrong with this other stuff. Having homosexual church pastors teaching in the church, right? And all that is, if you really think about it, is the judgment of these people wanting what they wanted. So they're getting what they wanted. Just like the Israelites, when they were going into captivity, he said, I give you over to your lovers. This is what you want. I'm giving you over to this. So this is the judgment that these people, or many of us in the world, have asked for. Now, unless you're not down with it, unless you really are upset by what's going on, this is the judgment of from the Most High. Right? This is pure judgment. What you wanted, this is what you get. I mean, seriously. Now, unless there's been so much from the time that one president, many of the Israelites' savior, Hebrew savior, right? When he legalized this abomination that we are seeing, that once it was legalized, these tentacles start growing from it and turning into this. Now, eventually, it will be promoting pedophilia, which if you haven't realized, they've changed the term for pedophilia to minor attractive persons. All this is doing is setting up the door. But again, many people more likely want this. This is the judgment that they received for not standing up, for not saying, nope, we're not going to deal with this, for not allowing for that man that refused to do a wedding cake, which there's plenty of people. He didn't want to do a wedding cake based on his religious beliefs, and they sued him and they won. But letting that type of stuff happen, you know, is no different than going to a store and a guy that says, no shirt, no shoes, no service, right? So could the person that comes in with a no shirt, no shoes on sue the owner? It's their right, right? As a business owner, you should have a right to serve anyone. You don't have to be forced to serve anyone based off of whatever, right? Unfortunate as the case may be, they got discrimination laws, but these people used the laws that were set aside for civil rights for the people. But I mean, honestly, the owner of the shop can refuse, honestly, if you use the service to anybody. So again, this is a complete attack on so many different things. Religious beliefs, religious freedoms. It's an attack on morals, true morals, right? It's a complete onslaught of the scripture that says, woe to those who believe right is wrong and wrong is right. Well, evil is good, good is evil. 100%. So, and it's going to be interesting to see what transpires in the suit and transpires in the coming months from other places that are heavily associated with Christian holidays, right? Which, again, we know they're pagan, but that's not the way we were taught. That's not the way we were taught. So I don't agree with Easter and all those holidays and Christmas and stuff, but I'm just telling you. I'm showing you and explaining to you, letting you see where we're at, right? So the only thing I can say at this point, brothers and sisters, is to be diligent, to be steadfast in your walk, in how you approach this walk, the things you do in this walk, your every single movement in this walk, right? In life, and in dealing with your neighbor, right? Dealing with the Most High. Because the more things like that opens up and transpires, the closer we're marching to the very last pages of this journey. The last hours, last minutes. So just be diligent, brothers and sisters, because it's about to get, it's been getting crazy, but it's going to continue. So keep an eye out, brothers and sisters. There's a lot of stuff again coming in the future. A couple weeks here out here in Texas, there's an eclipse happening, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I ran across something that said that they're going to be shooting a rocket at the sun at the same time. Not sure why they would do that, but something I heard, and because a lot of stuff is suppressed from the actual news. They're on the verge of getting rid of TikTok. Again, social media has a lot of bad things that's associated with it, but there's stuff like the platform like TikTok, a lot of true news has been put on that thing. And a lot of information, true information that people can receive that's not from the mainstream news, which, the enemy has bought and paid for to distract you or to confuse you or to scare you, right? But they're trying to ban that. So, and if they're trying to ban that, there's other stuff they're going to try and get rid of and move. So information doesn't get sent out. True information doesn't get put out. And then last thing that I heard, and I'm going to cut it with this, is that CERN is going to turn on at the exact same time. So, excuse me, see? I don't know what they're going to do, but only time will tell. And just keep your eyes open. And again, brothers and sisters, because of this time period that we're in, usually Passover happens around the time of Easter, these certain holidays. And these people usually do stuff around the time of Passover and the Most High's true holy days. Be mindful and be prayed up and really be diligent to what's to your surroundings and life, because you don't want to get caught off guard regardless. So let the Ruach HaKodesh, this Holy Spirit, lead you and guide you in every single thing that you have that you see, whether it be telling you to stock up on something or whatever, or get more weapons or whatever the case may be. Listen to the voice, listen to the Ruach HaKodesh, listen to somebody that comes across your path, excuse me, that you're not used to or you never talked to before, that says certain things. Listen to these things, because the Most High sends people to us to tell us things that's actually coming from Him. So don't be naive to that or ignore these certain things, because it might be a warning or it might be something that you need to hear at that time. Okay, so let that be. Seriously, take that and use that for what you need to use it for. Okay. All right, brothers and sisters. But that being said, I am out. I hope that is this topic caught you and made you think about some things. Even if not, I appreciate it if you share this or any other of my other topics that I've talked about with friends and family so they can hear. If not, that's fine. I love you all. With that being said, guys, I love you all. Until next time, may the Most High keep you and bless you in all your ways. Shalom, shalom.